You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, a BingeCast commentary.
Yeah, welcome to the Varsity Blues commentary, only here on BingeMedia.net. I'm Pete Sednick, and I'm here with the Sportscast guys, Paul Joseph, Tom Maloney. What's going on, fellas?
What up?
Hey.
What's up?
What's happening? You guys ready for some football?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Super Bowl is among us, I think.
It is, yeah.
Yes, it is. You are correct.
I think there's two red teams, right, in the Super Bowl. That should be fun. That should be a lot of fun figuring out who's who.
I'm just happy you knew that. That's amazing.
Yeah, that was a discussion at the in-laws' house yesterday, saying, like, are we going to be able to tell who's who? And then someone's like, well, someone will wear a white jersey. And then someone was like, yeah, but the other team is red anyway. So it's still going to be rough, so.
Amazing.
That's my only Super Bowl fact. And so Varsity Blues, right? This was released, 21 years ago, Paul, we saw recently?
Yeah. Crazy amount of, after we decided to do this, just a crazy amount of like tweets and Instagram posts that, just so happened it was 21 years ago.
Crazy. January 15th, 1999. Oh my God. Some of this movie is a little dated and, it's exciting. I did a revisit this week. Did you guys, were you able to?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, unfortunately.
And I knew a lot of this movie. It's better than, what was that, Program?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I had some internal debates about which one was better or worse. And I think everybody loses.
Yeah, I think so. These football movies aren't holding up too well. But if everyone's all queued up, well, not queued up, have their copy available, we are at 55 seconds. The title screen says Varsity Blues right on it. So if we're all ready, we're going to count down 3, 2, 1, go. And on go, we're going to hit play and watch Varsity Blues. You guys ready?
Yep.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, someone's copy needs to come down a hair. All right, James Vanderbeek, take her away with your voiceover, your Goodfellas voiceover.
Now, we're all about the same age, right? I mean, this was prime time. You guys would have been graduated high school by now, right?
Yeah.
At this point?
It was 1 year out of, for me, I was 1 year out of high school. West Canaan, Texas,
there is another society. Yeah, I think that was.
Yeah, I was in college. This was a college.
Senior year of high school for me. But yeah, it was, this was a big deal, man. It's a big deal.
Now, where you're from, Paul, is like high school football like this town?
No, hell no, dude. Okay. We were lucky to like win three games at our school.
Okay.
But yeah, no, it's not a. Up in Michigan, we do not get down on the football like these guys do.
Yeah, this is too much. West Canaan, Texas, you never
question the sanctity of football. Oh my God! Just listen to what
the coaches said. Tom, Rose Rutherford like this town? I mean, not as intense, but Clifton really wasn't. But it was a game to go to every weekend for in high school.
Yes. Yeah. We definitely went to the games every Saturday. Yeah. I mean, I didn't play, so I was just in the crowd.
Yeah, like, I didn't play either.
On the chicks, I didn't. It's like the only time you get the football players away from the girls. So I was up there. But, I mean, it was important, but it's nothing like this. The way they
no, there's like a religion here.
Football, yeah, right. Yes, as they say. And then his little brother's character going to all the different religions. What's going on there?
You know what? I was thinking about the kid after this was over, and I was like, he could have been like the annoying younger brother. He has like his own thing going on, and he's not like super annoying and pain in the ass and ragging on James Vanderbeek the whole time. He's just kind of like in the background doing his own thing.
Yeah, take that character out of this film and it changes nothing.
Absolutely. He's not like an idol. He's not looking up to his brother as like the quarterback idol, right? He's just, he's not playing football in his league. Like there's really nothing going on there.
He could care less. Yeah, the only thing you get out of that character is him doing something and the mother going, oh, he's so cute.
Yeah,
like, I think they do that three times.
Exactly. Look at him, what a pain in the ass. When they're shooting this, there, are they like, do we need this? We need this scene.
What's the point?
Yeah.
This easily could have been a solid hour and a half film, but we've got 14 minutes of the younger brother. Should we just skip them as we go? Shorten it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Right.
Look at Billy Bob.
I mean, PJ, you kind of gave away a little bit what you think of this film, but like, and this is corny for sure, this whole scene with the guys getting together, but I love these characters. Like, I love Billy Bob. I love Tweeter. I think Tweeter's the funniest part of this movie.
It's an easy way to get them all together and kind of describe their characters in one scene, just picking them up and you get to tell like who they are within you know, 2-3 minutes.
Yeah, and I think TM, the thing with this movie is it's like you remember, it's similar to The Program where you remember all like the cool good things about the movie, but you forget about the hour and a half of everything else that's happening. Garbage.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Paul Walker.
Oh, rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Yeah. I love how he takes his bag. Like, you guys are on the same team.
I had the most beautiful dream last night.
All right.
So I was looking up Billy Bob. He passed away.
Wow, really? Well, he almost passed away in the film.
I know. Here he is. Scott Kahn.
Yeah, with the opening credits that we didn't, I don't think we saw it because we fast-forwarded through it.
Yeah.
When I saw it was an MTV.
Oh, yeah, MTV production.
Yeah, that kind of sets the tone right off the bat.
Yeah. That was kind of like Disney for Invincible for you, Todd, remember?
Yeah. That's right. Oh, I love Invincible.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of music cues in this movie that make no sense, but once you realize it's the MTV films, they're just pushing their like new artists.
Yeah, exactly, yep. You get some good food, though. You open the show with that.
Yeah, had to do that.
Montage when that happens.
I found like a score song, and I'm like, that doesn't really like if I played it, no one's gonna know it's Varsity Blues. So I figure My Hero is the song of the film. It's actually Green played Day twice. Here. Yeah, a little Green Day.
So PJ, I don't think I told you this in a text, Pete. So guys, when we were and I was in college, we were always would get together with this group of girls that were our close friends also, and watch two things. We would watch WWF, what was WWF back then, mm-hmm. Raw and SmackDown, and we would do Dawson's Creek, and just we'd get baked and just like all the guys, we were just laughing at that show.
Yeah.
And so when this movie came out, because it's Vanderbeek, mm-hmm. it was like a must see.
Oh, okay.
And we just watched it religiously. Like, I think I texted you, Pete, rewatching this week. I knew every line.
Yeah. There's a lot of
inside jokes that I have with those friends. Like this here, to not be bang, bang, bail. Bing, bangville, bingville. Every opponent they have is a vill.
John Voight is like over the top. Not over the top, but he is just intense in this movie, man.
Yeah, total prick, but he plays it well. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And this year, God willing, with your support for this great team, I will
bring number 23, Gold Pack. There are like 12 people in the gym, by the way. I don't know if you guys noticed that.
No, I haven't.
What do you mean?
it's not really 12, but you would expect with a team of this caliber going for their 23rd state title.
Yeah.
It's like less than a JV basketball game.
It's not about quantity, Paul. It's quality.
I guess not.
They're fanatics. They're just huge fans.
Yeah. Oh my God. So douche chills.
I drifted off to sleep and I had a dream that we were beating Bangle 14-3.
Bangle.
Bangles. Me and Vin Diesel were naked. Riding around from cars.
Dream because I know we beat Bangle by way more than that.
And the relationship with him and Vanderbeek is good. They could have went a totally other way with that. Like Paul Walker could have been a complete dick, you know.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that. Well, those jeans are major baggy.
Oh, look at this!
Oh my God, where's your hammer for the?
Yeah, I know. What was the deal with that?
Carpenter jeans, right? They were called Carpenter.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. I had plenty of those.
Oh, I had those too.
Yeah.
I never put a hammer in it though.
Now, who this actress? I don't have my IMDb up.
Amy Smart.
Amy Smart. Yeah. Road Trip.
Road Trip. Yes. Okay. Okay. I was like
Just Friends. Yeah, she's great. Look at these two. These fucking goofballs. This buzz cut.
They got a mic and they have separate mics.
Yeah. Is that how you guys? Is that your podcast, guys?
Yeah.
That makes no sense at all. Talk about feedback.
Is he doing pull-ups in the locker? What's he doing?
But see, the Jonathan Moxon. Oh, my God. By the way, Paul Walker's dad in this film is just.
Oh, my Lord.
I can't wait for the picnic scene. That's like my favorite one.
That is a great scene.
Oh, he's such a jackass.
Tweeter. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but like So the plot of Moxon, where he's they could give a shit really about football, is like the anti-jock.
Yeah.
And then how he, you know, tastes the success and.
Oh yeah.
I actually think that this I like this story in this film, and I feel like this film was better written than The Program. On rewatches, I enjoyed this one a lot.
Oh, I'll revisit this one before I'll revisit Program. This is a little bit more fun for me. But then again, I don't have the nostalgia factor of growing up watching The Program, so.
Right, right. At least that was the first time you had saw it, right?
Yeah.
I feel like this movie, the plot moves faster. Even though it's an hour and 44, I didn't feel like it when I watched it. I felt like you get right into it, you know?
Yeah, all the scenes, you know, everything kind of.
It flows.
Yeah.
This is hilarious.
I know. Nerd alert. Like, why doesn't he just quit though?
Well, because his daddy.
Oh, please. He could care less. This is hysterical. Look at this guy.
And man is an interesting shaped ball.
Yeah, he is. Cool. He's got three balls in his belly.
Sammy, that's about the most action your boy's seen, ain't it?
Yes.
That guy is like, the accent and everything.
He's like a Max Headroom type guy.
Yeah.
Hey, little acrobat.
He's so good, that Paul Walker.
He's so dreamy. Oh, boy.
Now, did this guy ever do anything else? You said he died. Did he die of a heart attack? I mean, I don't know.
He did lose like a shit ton of weight, but I don't know like how he died.
Yeah, I did see that on IMDb. If you look him up, is the pictures that he has on there. He lost.
Yeah.
He's like half the size.
Yeah. Now, is it coyotes or the coyotes? How many fingers? Because I think they say coyotes.
Yeah, I think they're the coyotes, but that's okay. like a nickname for it.
Got it.
I think.
True or false? coach. See, I knew Vanderbeek from Dawson's Creek, but I never watched, like, seen an episode, so I didn't really. I don't think this was a draw for me for him. I don't even know what the draw was. I think it was just a high school football movie in 1999 where movies weren't. Movies were all right, right? Fight Club was this year. Right? 99 is supposed to be one of the best years, everyone says.
Yeah. Your dad Matrix, right?
Yeah, so I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
All right, so here we go. Billy Bob. The guy's name is Ron
Lester.
Ron Lester. Yeah. If you go to, says it underwent gastric bypass and had 17 major cosmetic surgeries after the gastric bypass operation in late 2000. Successfully lost over 250 pounds. Made an appearance at the Montel Williams show weighing in at 173 pounds.
Jesus.
I'm glad he lost the weight. Really not bad, boy. How you feeling?
Dog tired. My knee. Never show weakness.
What a dick.
Great coach. Such a dick.
He may as well just said, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear your goddamn mouth, boy.
Four more games.
Yep. Just quit. There, Mox.
Hey, Tweeter. Hey, man, you got any? My knee's killing me.
That was a bad delivery by Paul.
Sweetness.
Yeah, I mean, now they take his character out of this film pretty quick, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's not a star at this point, right?
Who?
Like, in his career? Is he?
Paul Walker? No.
Yeah, I mean, Vanderbeek's a bigger star because of Dawson's Creek at this point.
Let's see. Let's check the old Paul.
I'm getting fucked up tonight.
P-dubs?
Yeah, P-dubs. Let's see. So, I think he was first on, in Pleasantville, like real quick, and then Varsity Blues, then She's All That, The Skulls, and then Fast and Furious in 01. So he was growing. He was growing. This is
oh shit.
Not here, here, but somewhere here.
This party's rocking.
Vanderbeek with all the necklaces he wears.
Yeah, like the hemp necklaces and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Hippie. Let's see any. Paul Walker broke his leg during filming. This is Ali Larter's debut, movie debut.
Yeah? That's the blonde?
Yeah.
Still come to all these football parties, huh? I never miss these. Well, that's team spirit.
This guy.
I thought she was going to be the daughter of the, was it the daughter of the dean in the program that gets knocked up? Or the back, the back.
Oh, yeah. The back Joey Lawrence Adams. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, when I looked at the picture for this film and the cover, I'm like, oh, is that her again? That voice? No.
This guy looks like Sling Blade. Sling Blade? Just looks like fucking Sling Blade. This guy. Fucking.
They need to change the name of the show to America's Funniest Shots in the Nut.
Good one. You're a good one.
Good one.
Relax. I didn't do the work.
She just wants the star, right? We find out later. She doesn't care. Oh, God, this was me last night. I saw this. I saw that. Oh, God. Oh, God. Nothing but I'm not even drinking tonight. Like I'm looking at booze in my basement. It just makes me want to fucking barf everywhere. Ugh. Ugh.
Are they doing Jaeger bombs there? What are they doing?
I don't know. I
can't tell. They're bombing something. Yeah, I don't think there was Red Bull then. You get like a Verpium.
Thing about him I call some dinosaurs?
Oh, he just looks.
I figured I'd give him a.
Oh! Oh my god. Oh! This is me last night.
He goes a long way to find.
He does, yeah.
God,
he finds the worst spot. You will never be able to clean that out.
I mean, whoever's hosting this party is grounded for life,
right?
That you are in so much fucking trouble for that.
Yeah, that is just a. You have to get a whole new washer.
For real.
This is me watching it at 40 now. When I was a kid, I was like, oh, now I'm like, someone's going to have to pay for that washer.
Puke and rally.
Oh, God, gross. Oh, here we go. Don't these dads have jobs?
Seriously.
Unless it was a Friday. Oh, no, this game was probably a Friday night, right? This is probably like Saturday practice or something. I don't know anything. That cop needs to be on duty, though. Dummy-o? Is that what he's calling?
Dummy-o.
Your attitude's turning you left right now, boy.
Oh, my God. There's no way.
What?
I would have told this guy to go fuck himself so many times.
Right?
Exact same way 27 years ago.
The worst old guys ever.
No doubt about it. Left on one. Ready, break. Go, Big Mark.
Oh, so funny. He doesn't even get to do the play, right?
Nope. And then he gets fucking dragged around by his face mask.
Yeah.
Jesus name, Moxie. What are you doing? What kind of Lulu formation are you pulling? The secret.
It's a secret. For who, though?
Yeah.
It's your team.
He's trying to win practice.
John Voight, it's a secret.
You got a bad attitude, and you don't listen. We do things around here my way. You understand that? You think you're in some fancy school, boy?
Jesus.
Yeah. You show me the kind of smart makes me wonder if you know the difference between a sneeze and a wet fart. You can't. Been on him all season. Oopsie oop. Give me a break.
Oopsie oop. 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 So funny. It's a secret.
I look at Dunkin' Donuts on the top of the cop car, yeah. Too. Of course. Oh, this is the scene.
Oh, my God.
Love this shit.
Now, did you guys notice who's in this scene?
Yes, I
yes.
did.
Oh.
I had to rewind it and pause it and just to stare at him for a little bit.
It's at a very young age. It's amazing.
Baby Damon. Baby Damon.
Oh, yes.
Ain't that right, son? Kyle?
Oh, he is such a weirdy. Actually, everyone's weird in this scene.
He's very spiritual.
Oh, God.
Have another mom.
There's like no payoff, right, to that kid? Nothing.
No.
He buys him booze. No, he buys him condoms, right?
Right. Yeah.
That's about it. That's all he's good for.
Let's show him your pop still got it. Button hook right. On three.
That's the worst route ever.
Look, he just turns around and catches it in his balls.
Well, there you go, Sammy boy. Let's see it, old man.
Look at all those beers on that tray table.
But Dad, come on, you're gonna fall on the barbecue.
Come on, Dad, it's a secret.
Come on, boy, hit it.
Ah, he let him too far. He's too old. Oh my God. He's like the Riddler, this guy.
Bad hands just runs in the family.
Oh, listen to that shit.
I fucking love it.
Panties in a bunch.
Oh, my God.
My boy be starting quarterback.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, is that a fact?
Oh, is that a fact? These guys are like overacting their asses off here.
This is their moment, man.
It's like an SNL skit, this whole thing.
Do you think you're better than my boy?
Oh. the Hitchcock push pull back zoom in. Right?
I did not notice that the other day. It's so dramatic.
Oh my god.
Stop it, Dad. This isn't funny.
Knock off his ear can. Show what you made of.
Might have. Oh my god.
Dude, this guy is incredible.
He's on fucking drugs. Who is he? He's a fucking crackhead.
Fire that fucking pig scan.
Richard Lineback is his name.
Oh, interesting.
He was in Speed.
Drunk, his mom
he was one of the cops in Speed, I think. If I remember correctly. Oh, he was in The Ring. Twister. Meth Damon.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was in one episode of Justified, and that was it in 2012. Oh, look at the red filter on that. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Golly.
What a great scene.
Yeah, that was a funny scene.
Freaking fantastic.
Penis. Penis.
PJ, I'm waiting for you to just like unload on this film.
Yeah, I'm waiting.
I mean, you were watching it. You can unload on it yourself.
I enjoy this movie. I think we have quite a differing opinions on this.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with the movie. I was sitting here on a Friday night watching Varsity Blues saying to myself, why the fuck am I watching this?
You could have tapped out of this commentary.
Yeah. Well, but I had to. I mean, it's part of the trifecta. Yeah. I feel like this is like we're an aftertaste right now. It's number three in the high school football movies.
You're right.
Oh, Rudy Program. Varsity Blues, nice.
Yeah. What's next?
There's also what I always think of suggesting is Any Given Sunday.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
That's got Pacino.
But that is like, what was it? 2:45?
It's long, right?
Oh my god,
is it that long?
Yeah, remember I texted you? I'm like, dude, that thing's like 2.5 hours or some shit.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah. That's a long one.
So I, just to age ourselves, I went back to see how old Miss Davis was in this movie.
Okay.
40.
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, boy.
40 and she's stripping.
What's wrong with her?
She looks this fucking loser.
Yeah, 2 hours and 42 minutes.
Yeah, dude.
Jesus.
What other high school football movies are there? What about like We Are Marshall or something like that?
I remember the Titans is like the best.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that it's a commentary worthy or style of movie.
It's not a heavy drama, but it's a heavy subject.
Right.
So I don't know like how much fun we would have. So We Are Marshall, then Friday Night Lights, right? The movie, there's that one.
Yeah.
Well, I've never seen that.
I've only seen that once. I don't really remember it. So maybe you could do that. This seems out of character for me, this whole
Literally, thing. I was just going to say the same thing. Why is she so surprised? She's a fucking stripper. Oh, you're talking about him.
Yeah, he just seems like the quiet type. Why is he... I feel like that scene should have happened after he became like king shit quarterback. And he just doesn't seem like the type there to pull that. No. Or they should have just given that line to Tweeter. Have Tweeter in that scene or something.
Yeah. Right. You're right.
I think so.
Call the nurse. I want to see you in practice in 5 minutes. What if you just hit him on the head with that fucking pamphlet? Boom, right on the ice pack.
That's when I got my hair whacked last week.
She don't have no division title to win, does she?
Oh my God.
I'm gonna ask you, son. Are you ready to go?
I don't remember how many titles John Voight's character has won, but you would think he would have moved up to like college ball at this point if he won so many. Like he's still just stuck in this high school.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Some of these Texas high schools have stadiums bigger than college stadiums.
Oh, really?
It's fucking yeah, it's insane. This isn't what I mean. It's a big thing.
Yeah. I think is a high school football coach getting paid like a college coach would? I mean, does it matter at that point, or you just want the wins or something?
Depending on where you're at, like if you're going small D3 or you know smaller D1 school, but
yeah, maybe John Voight's not good enough for college football.
Well, he's got all the right moves, man. Cortisone shots.
Ooh, there's that movie, All the Right Moves, with Tom Cruise.
Oh, there you go. I've never seen it. Never seen it.
Uh-oh.
Was it 83?
Could be.
It's old school, man.
Ooh. Who just cracked what?
That's me. I cracked a
what do you got there?
Long drink, which is it's a gin with natural grapefruit and juniper berry flavors.
Whoa, junipers.
So, yeah, it's like one of those new ready-to-drinks.
Got it.
With, you know, actual booze, not like malt liquor like those White Claws. But this is pretty much the only thing I can stomach.
Yeah.
As I definitely...
First off, that's a false start, and whistle should have blown.
Nerd alerts. You nerds and your calls.
Statistics here. I'm coming in with the statistics. Oh, what a douche dad saying that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I've hardly ever heard this stadium.
It's like, how the hell am I gonna out of this town? There goes my shot at a fucking Texas housewife.
She hit the mini mart on the way home and bought some extra whipped cream. She's like, I gotta get somebody else hooked here.
Someone's gonna score a touchdown tonight. I'm fucking them. Oh, more like Paul Not Walker.
Oh,
hey. Oh shit. That guy's hair.
You're looking now coming in the sideline, you got Moxon looking to come in. Yeah, and you've taken more snaps than
the sportscast guys.
Oh. That's us. I'm still living off the royalties.
Coyote.
Watch me for the signals. Stay focused. Don't worry, son. I'm behind you.
Oh, shit. Let's go. Little phony.
He looks like when Pete, when he's in the helmet, he looks like Tank.
Oh, yeah.
I could see Dave Power getting like mistaken for him.
Oh, yeah.
All my fault.
He should have been in this movie.
All right. Yeah.
494, Z post on one. All right, 494, Z post on one.
Ready, he's so calm, right? Says the plays twice for everyone because he knows his teammates are a bunch of idiots.
Look at these guys rolling around.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Here we go. First throw. Boom. Nice.
Now, see there, where is that other guy that tackled him? The fuck is he playing 50 yards back? It's unbelievable. Yeah, there should have been no one there. This guy must schnoz. This 40 seconds. This
bit. He does it twice, right? This bit of throwing it out of bounds. Yeah.
The clock's still running.
This has got to be like a penalty nowadays, right?
No. Well, he would just spike it on the ground.
Oh. Well, if like, let's say a quarterback threw the ball out of bounds and hit someone in the head. All right, they would call something on that, right? Like unnecessary roughness or something?
No.
No?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay.
There's got to be somebody there. There's got to be one of his players in the area, or they would call like intentional grounding or something.
Well, there was no one there.
Well, there should have been a receiver there.
Nah.
It's Hollywood.
It's fine. It's a shitty movie. It's
there he is. There he is.
Just hang up, damn it. Oh, shit. Hey, 20 people. Dude, he won for you. Relax. There's a lot of people there.
Yeah.
I love this line. It actually says Bud Kilmer.
Yeah, it's a song. It
to, oh, God. Any chance for this
season? Look, Lance tore every ligament he's got. He's going to need several surgeries over the next few months just to repair them all.
How long?
Minimum year and a half. Forever.
Oh, shit. Ooh.
Oh, no. No. Lance is right. His scholarship to Florida State. Like, I'm amazed he hadn't had problems before this. I removed a hell of a lot of scar tissue from that boy's.
All three of us are just watching this intently.
It's just the performance delivered by this doctor. It's
I mean, he. I think. Worthy. Yeah, I think he won this year. Not even supporting. It was lead. Go home, Mox.
Yeah, he's going to get out of there so he doesn't friggin' rat him out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that Meth Damon sitting there on the ground?
It could be, right? Oh, it's his brother.
Yeah. I didn't realize he got another scene. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, with his whore.
I
guess I should be going to
them. I gotta go pick up some whipped cream.
And Vanderbeek's a douche for going to her house. Let's be honest, right? His best friend's hurt. He took his position in the game. He's dating his sister. Obviously, the dads are like best friends. They're all at the picnic together. Like, it is too close of a relationship to be planning on cheating on your girlfriend. It's too much.
And he's like, I'll be good. Whatever. Yeah. Everyone's seen what he's like talking about. Yeah, he should have. Well, you know. He's becoming a star.
Yes.
He can do whatever he wants.
Yes. Gets free beers or something. Doesn't he get free beers?
Yeah, that's a funny scene, actually. Your money's no good here.
Things change, Mox. Things
change, Mox. I wonder, I think the accents that they use in this film...
It's a little too hard.
Well, they're thick, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But I think that adds to the movie for me, because even if it's like a kind of a corny scene, like say this one, every time they talk, I have something to laugh at.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that backyard scene is just that accent on that father. It's just outrageous. I've never heard anything like it.
It makes the lines so much better.
It reminds me of the coach of Waterboro. You too stupid. There you go. There's a football movie.
Oh, true.
Waterboy.
I'm going to do Waterboy.
H2O.
Joshua Jackson was considered for the role of Mox. You don't always have to do the right. No. Wasn't he Dawson's Creek too, Joshua Jackson?
Yeah, he was Pacey.
Ooh, rivalry there.
Interesting. Right, so instead, Joshua Jackson gets to do the affair now.
Yep.
Just horrendous. So he almost died on the field, and now he's running around like he's running around. Like really shouldn't be drinking.
Yes, it is.
So how we doing tonight? We doing well. We are doing fine. Congratulations to you, kid. Congratulations for what?
So, Paul, what is it? Is it the characters? Is it the storyline of Mox becoming a star? What don't like about this?
I mean,
we just want to make sure no one drinks and drives.
It's not a bad movie. It's just average. All parts of it are average. The football in it is very average.
Okay.
The kind of like teen kind of angst part of it, you know, there's just better movies in all of them, and they just kind of clumped a bunch of average portions of all these movies together and created a decent movie. It just didn't age as well as I had hoped. Because I, like you, Pete, I mean, I had high expectations for this going back into it. I haven't seen it in 15 years, probably.
Yeah.
But you had high expectations on the rewatch?
I had fond memories of this movie, is what I mean. You know?
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like you were saying, TM, I mean, we watched this was like the talk of high school when this came through. You know?
Thanks.
And
I gotta be honest, man, I'm pretty surprised because of the fact that you actually like had like, you know, a thing with this movie when you were younger. I'm surprised that like the nostalgia didn't kick in for you. I think that's what it is. A lot, like when we go back and do these commentaries, like Rudy, oh my God, the nostalgia for Rudy was just like, I was getting like some real full body chills with some of those scenes that you remember, like who's a wild man now? Like, I mean, I was tearing up, you know, like those, I don't know. That's interesting, PJ. I'm a little surprised, but I mean, obviously it's, you know, it's certainly somewhat of a corny film here, but I don't know. I think knowing it as well as I did, I can look past some of that stuff.
It's MTV, right? It's like the American Pie with like football in it, pretty much.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's my point. Like American Pie, a much better high school movie, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. I always liked that one.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, if you called this one American Pie Varsity, right? It'd be this movie.
National Lampoon's Varsity Blues. It's American Pie Varsity Blues.
But here, I'll give you my jacket.
Thank you. What are you giving the jacket for?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, bad move there too. Actually, that was worse. That's gonna upset your girl, bro.
Absolutely.
She's gonna wonder why she ain't wearing it.
I'm cold. Well, you're an idiot.
Pancake breakfast. Oof. That's great. She should stick her head out the window here and go, where's your jacket?
Yeah, where's your freaking jacket? I just saw on Instagram in 1999 that, what's her name, was wearing your jacket.
That's true. Yeah, how's she going to know?
I know.
That's hilarious.
I just saw, what's her name, snap her your jacket. And there was a football emoji and an eggplant.
Waiting for him to hold a stereo over his head.
Yeah, here. Right. It's just a football. A football speaker, Bluetooth.
I don't know. I've been walking around for a while.
It's been
He's
one.
Crushed that six pack.
Yeah. Man. It's been one game. He threw two passes? Or one pass and scored
one
a touchdown?
Pass. Yeah.
I don't know. You think this should have changed already this quick? Like his character? You think it should have been like another game? And
I'll see you tomorrow.
Because he got free beer. Allie Larder hit on him. Really hasn't. Maybe the fact that he knows that he's going to be that guy.
Well, yeah, I just think it was a night that he never expected to play. So all this shit happening to him.
Yeah.
I think he's still kind of mulling it all over at this point.
Yeah,
best friend.
Yeah, I don't know that he's right. I think that's more about it than anything. I think he's actually going through that little bit of like, what am I doing? What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Did you see the guy to put the salt in the beer?
Yep.
Have you ever?
No.
I might have to try that. I wonder if it makes Budweiser taste better.
My dad used to do it.
What?
It's supposed to like, it's supposed to give, it's supposed to like give it more head.
Ew.
Sorry. Gross.
Why do you want more head though?
I don't know.
I thought like that's what you try to get rid of, like when you're tapping a keg and you're sitting there forever. You're like, all this head coming out of here. Everyone gets all mad. And now we want more? Oh, God, 1999.
Ask Tom. He's the bartender. The hell do I know?
I've honestly never heard of that. I used to take what I would do is swirl the beer with a straw that has the wrapper still on it. And that creates more head. That's if I'm doing the service bar, the waitress is taking too long.
All right, so here we go. Salt is a natural flavor enhancer, so you'd be able to taste the hops and malt more. Salt reduces perceived bitterness, so overly hopped beer would taste less bitter. The salt crystals may nucleate bubble formation, giving the beer more head.
Interesting. Look at that. This is very educational.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going
to
try it.
Listen to our sports commentary for Varsity Blues to find out about salt in beer.
Yes.
So what do you think about that, TM? Well, I'll tell you, BJ.
You know what? I'm going to put salt in beer for the Super Bowl preview.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Mox. Mox is a fox.
Oh, shit.
He's loving it, though.
Hey, nice game, Jonathan.
Well, thank you.
See you in class.
All right. I'm going to go and strip now.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the... Got to go to work. Nice. Got to show my titties.
That's an interesting foreshadowing, though, where he's like, it's a nice car on a teacher's salary.
Yeah.
This is an awkward interview.
Yeah, but Mox says the right thing here. You know?
Yeah. And we all want to know about your plan to play ball in the
Ivy League. Ivy League. heck, I don't know. I don't know. I just want to thank God and my team. I mean, Jonathan Mox is only one man. You know, I'm just one man.
Wait,
thank you.
They're all doing McConaughey's accent.
Oh, absolutely.
Dazed and Confused. I wonder if that's what the director said. Everybody, do your best, McConaughey.
Yeah. Even the girls.
You affirm yourself as one man.
Man.
Well, he is one man.
Why not? It's a trip.
All right.
It's a trip.
I'm gonna go see my dad.
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
I'm baffled by that. Wow, they made this thing quick. His neck. Jesus
Christ. Oh, jeez.
God. Montage. Hanging up the newspapers of Moxon. We're cutting them out and we're putting them on the fridge. All right, here we go. Razzle dazzle.
Someone always screws up. We'll have a little fun then.
All right. Oh boy.
Looking at a left on one. Looking at a left on one. Ready,
break. All right, McConaughey is on three. Here we go.
Guy huddling back up again. Hold up.
How is he not getting screamed at right now by the coach?
Well, he's head quarterback, right? He's like, I don't know.
Wait a minute, but I know eligible receiver though.
Just catch the damn ball, all right? Fucking ladder left on one. Ready?
This music is horrendous.
Yeah.
Ooh, those are good lawn chairs, though. Look at those lawn chairs. Oh, I want that one. That green and blue one. Oh, that's a good one. That is a sexy lawn chair.
I didn't see no truck. Would have been six if he held on to the ball.
For which team? You listen hard. Stick to the basics. Stick to the basics. We're a running team. You only call what I tell you to call. You hear me in there?
Yeah, I guess the fathers still look up to this guy. They can't say shit. Oh, your trophies and your footballs.
Come in.
What's that random play written on the board for?
Look at that sweat. Look at that sweat on that shirt.
You're dragging ass out there, son.
Well, he's no speed demon, so.
All of a sudden, you're late. If it wasn't for you, I would still have my starting quarterback.
You're fat and slow, and all of a sudden you're lazy.
I don't have no excuses. I want you to fix it.
Oh, I feel bad for him. Oh, man, I am still so hungover.
I'll tell you, the drink and a half over here has got me right back.
Doing your wonders.
Yeah.
You know, there's some hangovers where you're like, oh, I just need, you know, another drink. And today it was just every liquid looked gross to me. I mean, I can't. I'll come over to my house later, play some whipped cream titties.
I'm not telling anyone you're coming over.
He likes her, though, right? It was probably a crush.
As soon as she drops that line, like, I ain't telling nobody you're coming over, it's fair game for him, man.
Is it, though, Paul?
Yeah, of course. Okay. You're in high school.
I'm just saying.
Maybe the other chick's not putting out. I don't know, man.
Where's my upside to being good?
My upside.
But is the other chick not putting out? Like, they're very strange, the way that they play that relationship out.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're brother and sister, but not.
Yeah. That's exactly what it feels like. Oh, my God.
It's like they're making out under the bleachers, and then they're making out at the party, and then all of a sudden she sees him, the other girl, give him a kiss in the hallway, and then they're just broke. Like, they don't break up. They're just broken up.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like they edited the breakup scene out. Awesome. I'm gonna make him.
Does the kid buy the condoms for him because maybe the guy at the register knows that?
Yeah, that's what I...
He'd, like,
suspect.
Oh, yeah, good question.
Because of the cheating, right? Is it because of the cheating? It's not because of the age, right?
No, yeah, I would assume that it's, yeah, that he knows, like... And that word would get around for some reason, you know.
Okay.
Find this.
Kind of weird to have you in my house, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel like I'm doing something illegal.
Not yet. I mean, he's good at secrets. You would think this would be...
It's a secret.
It's a secret. It is easy.
It's a secret.
That line is so funny.
Couldn't come up with something better than that.
I know. Hey, coach.
It's a trick play. I think that would have played much better.
But he wouldn't. I think he's saying, like, I'm not telling you, coach, because it's a secret, oh, yeah. Right? That's what he's saying. Like, it's the coach. Tell the guy the damn play. What are you doing? You want whipped cream? A box.
It's a pretty nice house. I mean, it looks like your parents have money. Why can't she just go to college?
Right? It's not a trailer.
They like their guns, though. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Mm.
One last jab right there.
And that's the other thing, too, with that relationship now. All of a sudden, she's just like, oh, yeah, I'm done with you.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't even see that scene. Yeah. That was fast to get all that on and that, like, perfect.
Well, she's, this is obviously her calling
card. Oh, yeah, so yeah, that's right.
Her, it's how she got the other one.
That's right.
Wait.
I'm allergic to whipped cream. I can't.
See, now, at this point, though, this is just way too rude to her. Look at her standing there in that.
Yep.
Now you have to have a conversation. Now she's going to talk to you. She's the poor thing. She feels so dumb.
Oh, God. She's going for that Oscar here.
She didn't get, she didn't win?
No. No. She won the SAG, but not... Not the,
I don't see nothing sagging in this.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, there's Paul. Where have you been? You watching fucking the program over there? What are you doing? He's got another TV going on.
Playing the Switch.
Mm. Wow, zinger. All right, so here's like another storyline here, right? There's like another.
Yeah, I like this one.
Yeah.
With the coach. I like this one.
Come on, Mox. You can find the fuck out of Billy Bob, man. And if Lance's knee and shit. Look, man, I'm over.
Why doesn't he fucking know any of this?
Who, Mox?
Yeah.
I know, they're like best buds. Well, Mox doesn't really watch the games, right? He reads his book behind the playbook. He doesn't know what the hell's going on.
That's only because I broke over 20 yards each time. Every time we get inside of 10.
Has this guy done anything? He doesn't have like a familiar face to me.
Bullshit.
Let's see. I'm just with Black Workhorse. Oh, true. Is his name Wendell? Is it Wendell? Oh, there it is. Okay. He signed with the Kansas City Chiefs after college. This guy.
Right. Oh, he must be playing next weekend.
This is his only movie. This is it. He's a former running back for Kansas City Chiefs. Hey. Look at that, huh?
That's crazy.
That's quite interesting. What is his name?
Aleel Swinton?
Hey.
That actually sounds familiar.
Get out of here.
I got to look this up. Yeah.
Aleel? I don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay. Yeah, that's weird. E-L-I-E-L?
Yeah. Yeah. But that's funny. Kansas City. Let's see what Miss Davis. Miss Davis has been in. She was born and raised in Canada. She hasn't been in much. Not much since Varsity Blues. Oh, we didn't even get to the strip club yet. That's right.
You understand? No, we have not.
No. Okay, all right. If you want to go, you could go. Tom and I could finish this up. I feel like we're torturing you.
It's a secret.
This is how I was for a program. I'm like, oh, God, is this over yet?
It's a secret. This is hilarious. He looks into what in the hell is that?
This is great.
Make sure everyone's mini more to 10, all
right? Yeah, this movie needs more of him.
Yeah. What?
Fuck is that?
That's great. Scott Conn. I love Scott Conn. He was an Entourage for a bit.
Yeah. And he's with Hawaii 5-0. He's locked into that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Somebody hold me up.
Oh, calm down.
I've known her since kindergarten. Nothing's ever happened.
You mean you've never seen her in her whipped cream bikini?
Whipped cream? I think someone should do whipped cream bikini for Lollapalooza. One of the listeners. Oh my God. Bruce, if you're listening to this, I want whipped cream bikini. You can just do the top.
Tomorrow he'll be like, that was my Halloween costume when I was 7.
But just the top. You don't have to go full bottom. You know, don't even worry about that. Just the top. That's perfect, Bruce. Absolutely.
Do it.
Varsity Bruce. He really is. I think I'm getting sicker as the minutes go on.
Okay, things have changed a little bit. That's okay. Maybe you should go.
You can't make me leave.
Can't make me leave. You're right. It's so McConaughey. That's all it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. Everybody come meet Johnny Mox. The Mox. The star.
Is Vanderbeek working? Is he doing shows? Let's see.
Well, there's the Geico commercial.
Oh, he's
for him doing the line when he said, I don't want your life.
Oh, really?
Which is, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Mocking out that line coming up when he yells with his dad. So,
yeah.
I don't know how, if he's really done much.
Oh, he plays himself in the Jay and Silent Bob reboot movie that came out.
Yeah. No.
And then he's doing a voice for Vampirina? Well, it looks like some
Vampirina?
Kind of...
Vampirina?
Yeah.
The fucking kids show?
Yeah, he does a voice.
What? On the house all night? Must be nice.
Kilmer. Oh, fuck Kilmer.
Fuck Kilmer.
Take my shot, man. You know I don't drink. Come on, you're drinking tonight. We got hell with tomorrow, man. Can't be staying up all late.
Oh, relax. Just chill, Wendell. Look over your lips.
I'm surprised they're doing this, right? They got a game tomorrow.
It's surprising they're there till 7 in the morning.
Yeah, right?
But even still, at that age, go home and sleep for a few hours. They should be fine.
Yeah.
You get hangovers in high school.
Boy.
Not like now.
No, I am these guys tomorrow, right now. I am not good with hangovers at all. It lasts all day. Oh, there he goes. There's Bruce. Not your weight, Bruce. You're not a heavy set man, Bruce.
By the way, this is like the nicest strip club ever. If a guy were to ever do this at a real strip club, I think he'd be tackled and fucking.
Well, guess what? They are the kings of this town. Remember, they could do whatever they want.
I know.
Everything riding on this town is all about the games. I don't know what that means, but it means something, right?
Oh, it means exactly what you said it means.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for dragging my ass out here. I appreciate everything you've done for me.
This fucking sweater. What is it?
Yeah. And it's the blue of the team, obviously, that he's like playing for. The Coyotes. They're all wearing like the Coyotes blue.
So she's 40 right now? In this? Wow, good for her.
This is funny, though. This is a funny bit.
She's got a tattoo on the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
That's so funny. Well, what did she think was going to happen at some point? None of her kids were going to go to this place.
They must be, they must be in a different town or something, right?
Maybe. Like,
in a small town like that, you can't.
Yeah, but they're getting all the drinks on the house all night, remember? So they can't be in it. What other town would do that? There's got to be another football team.
Yeah, but every other like adult in that town would know that she strips there.
That's true.
It's crazy.
It's a secret. A fucking 10.
A 10. A 10.
Like to propose a toast. Oh my God, I'm getting nauseous looking at all these beers.
Yeah, I definitely did that.
Oh, God. The landing strip.
I did this. I walked out of Bear Exposure in Atlantic City once at this time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was with Fred.
Oh, God. Were you drinking until you exited? Like, were you drinking?
Oh, it was a mess.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was awful. I know, and you don't know, and then you're walking out, and it's like, what is the sun doing up? Oh my God, it's 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever walked out of a place, and the sun was out. It was going home from a 1 to 4 shift, Tom, and then you're just like,
oh yeah,
watching something on TV because you can't fall asleep, and all of a sudden you see the sun cracking through. Yeah, you're like, what the hell?
Fuck. Tomorrow's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to be at Trinity till like 8 in the morning.
Oh, God damn.
Party there. Oh, my God.
So, PJ, what do you think about this movie? You can go to bed. We'll let you know when it's over. You can say your sign off.
Well, we gotta see them take out Coach Kimball.
Yeah,
no, I gotta say, there is not a lot of football now. I'm thinking about it more. There's not a lot of there's more like football scenes in program, definitely, because you're always seeing Omar Epps run.
Yeah, we got 40 minutes left of the movie, too, including credits, so it's probably a little less
like 30 minutes. Yeah,
oh God, they are so sick. Vanderbeek could throw, though. Like, he's got good form.
Yeah.
I see actors in movies throw a ball, and I'm like, are you kidding me? You look ridiculous throwing it from your neck. Boom. I wonder if MTV had to pay for a lot of these songs. These are some, you know, some quality bands.
Yeah. I mean...
Oh. I wonder what else MTV produced. MTV films.
The only thing I ever remember, I think it was their first, that there was that Joe's Apartment movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Singing Roaches.
Yep. All right, that was the first one. You're right. So that was 96.
Yeah, for whatever reason, yeah.
Then Beavis and Butthead Do America. Yes. Dead Man on Campus. I think that was with Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Yep.
Then Varsity Blues. So this was number 4. And then 200 Cigarettes, Election, The Wood, Original Kings of Comedy. Are they still producing? No. Well, it looks like they're still producing some stuff, but not a lot. Well, 4th Jackass coming out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
2021, it says. I'm singing up the knees. I'm in the knees. Logan, calm down.
Yeah. I do not like this band.
AC Doopsie. Sounds like Logan.
Brutal.
Ugh, gross. All the bloody rags. This could be one of the quietest commentaries I've ever done.
Well, when he's on screen, I gotta hear what he's saying.
Yeah, absolutely. John Voight. What performance of John Voight do you guys like the best? From what you remember. You sacrifice the honor
of this football. Varsity Blues.
Oh, you fucker. Like, I remember him from, like, the National Treasures for some reason. Like, Oh, and Mission Impossible, he was good in.
Yeah, yeah.
Hope last night was
National Treasure, that's right.
Yeah, he plays Nicolas Cage's father.
He's pretty, I mean, he not the best show, but he was pretty good on Ray Donovan.
You think you don't have to listen to me?
Yeah, was he?
Yeah, I mean, for the part.
I'm looking at his stuff.
Tropic Thunder.
Oh, yeah. Award ceremony. Oh, Pride and Glory. That's
you cost me my perfect season. How's it feel?
Four Christmases. Oh, yeah, he plays Vince Vaughn's dad? Transformers. Yeah, I remember that.
At the top of that, I gotta sit and watch you cry about it.
Big cherry to cherry.
I don't want to see your fat face. Get out. Get the fuck out of here.
Don't body shame him, John. Jesus. You got body shaming. You got fucking Me Too movement with fucking Tweeter.
He was actually on Seinfeld. That was the whole the episode with the pencil.
Oh.
John Voight's teeth marks.
Oh, jeez. Save what? All right, so here's your line, right? Here's the little.
Yeah, yeah. This is the. This is not the opportunity of a
lifetime. Wrong. Your tone of voice is wrong. This is your opportunity
for you. Playing football at West Canaan may have been the opportunity of your lifetime, but I don't want your life.
That's what they did the Geico commercial on.
I can't believe like that's the line that stuck.
I don't want your life.
Your life. Yeah, this kid is useless. But he's not annoying.
Hey, he just saved Billy Bob's life, man.
Oh, sorry. You mean no cops are gonna come to this field and to answer the gun call that someone called in? Someone's shooting a gun.
That's happening in the football field.
Oh, it's probably just Billy Bob. And what is he? He's destroying the trophies.
He's jacking out a bone.
I was 11.
Jesus.
How'd you find me?
What the hell are you doing?
These trophies.
How'd you find me? Well, you were only shooting rifles in the middle of the fucking football field.
Yeah.
And he dropped the pig off at his house.
I wish he would throw the trophies up in the air and then shoot them like discs.
I remember getting yelled at.
He's throwing them on the ground. They're still.
Yeah. In all honesty, that's the first thing I thought of, Pete.
Yeah?
Stop being a fucking pussy.
Mox, throw one of them trophies up in the air so I can shoot it.
That was never good enough.
Almost over.
No.
This is a good scene too, because you don't know where this is going until he says that. Like he fucking cares like about the game and about the record of the school.
You're gonna fucking football bullshit get you? Fucking Kilmer, you're gonna let Kilmer win? What am I supposed to do, huh?
Paul, you gotta like this scene. Yeah. It's a guy.
It's fine.
Jesus.
But I don't understand. He's shooting. He's I'm sorry. This is a Grammy award winning.
Grammy.
Grammy. Oscar.
He's not singing.
But why does he care? He just shot all those trophies because he said they just kept calling him fat when he was a kid and he couldn't even have any fun.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Wrong, Mox.
Don't give Paul any more fuel, please. Stop.
I'm still not hearing why he doesn't like it. He just doesn't like it.
No, he loves it.
It's fine.
It's fine.
No, you know why he's not telling us why he doesn't like it? Because it's a secret.
It is a secret. He secretly loves this movie. He's going to rate it a 10. A fucking 10. It's a
secret.
Yeah, I give it a 10. It's a 10.
It's a fucking 4 on 10.
Oh,
Oh, Paul, I really thought you were gonna dig this.
I did too.
Ah, so sad. When did you realize after your revisit, where you're like, what the hell?
Well, it was during the revisit when I picked up my phone for the third time.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, that's like a sign, just picking up a phone, right? Just like, oh, God damn it. Why am I still on Facebook for the 30th time?
Yeah. Nothing's changing, but nothing's changing on the phone either.
Yeah. Jesus.
At least an alcohol there. Come on. I think you sips left.
They were 4A all last year. Since they dropped down to 3A, they've been killing people. So does this guy just follow the cop around?
He's always with him. Well, think about this. These guys. All right, we're going to head over to the Moxon's house and tell his dad that they need to win. Look, what the fuck is his dad going to do about it? You better win tonight, son. Fuck you, dad. I don't want your life.
I don't want.
See, it's just you get. We'd be playing beer pong and just screaming that at each other.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Full ride to Brown.
Well, look at that fucking pan down to the letter. I think I looked it up. The director of this movie is now the president of Nickelodeon or something like that. He moved up. 235th class to enter the College of Brown University. Chatter, 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 chatter.
Great, John. Enclosing this packet are details about your university grant package, which covers your full financial need.
John, Johnny, I'm real proud about Brown, but I need to talk about Leroy.
He doesn't care.
What a dick.
Leroy? Yeah.
What do you say? Tell me who wins.
Yeah.
Oh.
So damn happy about.
My cat's okay. I can play. Took your advice. They scanned my cat. I can play.
Scan your cat.
You got a cat scanner.
Yeah. The doctor said you had a human brain and it worked.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
That's great. Oh man.
He's good. Billy Bob's good. You feel bad for him.
Yeah. Good-hearted dude.
Yeah.
None of us are
named.
Miss Davis.
Miss Davis. She looks 40 there.
Look at Billy Bob.
Yeah.
Y'all
not saying anything.
We already made a pact not to say a word.
Really?
Miss Davis? Huh? You go to prom with me.
Miss Davis got some big ass titties. Stay behind, Max. I'm gonna touch your butt.
All right, I guess. You understand by running the ball.
So, did he get the full ride from football or just academics?
Just academics.
Oh, okay. So he doesn't even need this shit.
No, right? That's why this is so dirty here.
Yeah.
I'm reviewing your. I've put in a review for your grades. I'd be like. I hit him with my helmet.
Yeah, right?
Fuck you.
Don't you think for a minute that I can't fuck with your transcript and get this whole deal blown for you.
Oh, but he's put in such a predicament.
I get what I want.
You get what I want. What, Paul? Heavy shit. This is your life. This is sports, baby.
Is it? Is it?
Yes! It's high school sports.
I don't want y'all life.
All right, Paul, you can pick the next one.
The next program.
Woo! Oh, God.
We did that already.
Yeah, we did. Well, which one would you want to do? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the next big sport thing coming up? Maybe we don't have to do football. Maybe, like, when does baseball start up? April?
April, yeah.
I got my scholarship.
Yeah.
NBA playoffs. We could do...
We could do...
What's it called? The movie that... Uncut Gems.
Oh, my God. That is
Tim, I feel like you had PTSD in that movie.
I'm very comfortable during that film.
You were very comfortable?
Well, not very comfortable, but I was comfortable enough. Like,
I was so uncomfortable.
I just kept getting pissed at with the Garnett scenes and the jewelry. Just everybody talking over each other like it was chaos. I was like, oh my God, I can't
handle this.
Scenes. Yeah.
What if my little brother ends up playing for him? I would be buying.
I don't think your little brother is going to be playing football.
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry about come on. That. Let's...
He's going to some saint school.
He's already started his own cult.
Yeah, absolutely.
But again, so we've got what? We got like 20 minutes left, give or take.
Yeah.
And that kid serves no purpose.
No, nothing.
The pig in the door.
No, he's...
Maybe he's like somebody's, you know, maybe he knew somebody. So they put him in the film. It was like a favor.
All right, let's look him up.
There's got to be an Although he looks somewhat familiar. He almost looks like, not Scott Farkas, but he looks like...
I don't know. Kyle? Was his name Kyle?
Kyle Moxon? I think that's the character name, yeah, right?
Kyle Moxon, right? Is that his name?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, so you don't even have a picture.
No photo. He was doing commercials in Seattle. Maybe Ammon knows him.
He's done nothing.
Nothing,
yeah.
He doesn't know anybody. No, sorry, bud. Sorry, buddy.
Everything y'all done to this point means nothing. All them 2-a-days in the heat mean nothing. All them games we won mean nothing. If you don't win tonight, no
dinner. Moxon's dad was born in Newark. Newark, New Jersey.
This game is 48 minutes.
For the next he don't do much either, though, life. Right?
I mean, he was in Jurassic 2, Independence Day, Super 8.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A secondary actor getting a ton of work.
Right? Oh, here we go.
Yeah, this fucking... You can't not get excited when this song's on.
Well, I know someone who's not.
This is what it's all about. I'm sitting here reading through IMDb reviews.
Oh, anything good on there?
Yeah, Paul just wrote one.
You're hilarious.
It's 2009, 2020. This movie doesn't hold up. Piece of shit.
Varsity Blues, to put it simply, rocks.
See?
A 10. 10 out of 10. We are running team. Oh, my
God. Let's see what this movie's rated. It's a 6.5 out of 10 on IMDb.
6.5 out of 10. All right, let's look up some other.
Let's do like Rotten
Tomatoes. I'm going to give it 10 stars right now.
You're giving it a 10?
To boost that.
The program, 6.5 out of 10.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
That's...
Rudy's got to be higher than that, right?
Rudy, 3.2 out of 10.
No, 7.5. Is this Offspring?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Sounds like it. They're just jamming 1999 pop punk in our face. Here we go. Slot left, 35 dots. I'm surprised they played My Hero Foo Fighters already, and then they play it again when it means a little bit more. Like, why'd they even spoil that?
Yeah. Now, here's a movie I can get behind. And now I know, Pete, you love this movie.
Go ahead.
You guys have already done a commentary for it, but The Replacements, now that movie's the shit.
Yeah. Did I do the commentary for that one?
I thought you did. Maybe you did. Maybe it was Alex and...
Yeah, I don't know if I was on that one.
I remember, I remember on a binge cast, though, you talking a lot about love.
Maybe it was movie homework? Like like the segment on the show, not a separate show?
Right. Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what it was.
That's a fun movie.
That's Keanu,
and that
right?
is 6.6 yeah. out of 10.
Oh, so, shit.
We dropped the ball.
Literally.
Literally.
Literally. I want to see what I want to check some box office numbers for Varsity Blues and see what it is.
So, okay. So this, you see right there that you got the way that this opponent celebrates.
Okay. Who?
Is just all, well, there was just one guy there shaking like he
had Yeah. Gotcha.
And the guy did the backflip after the touchdown. There's going to be more. Like they're just.
Oh, I did. I noticed that, TM. When they score the next one.
Right.
The sidelines go out of control.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
But the Coyotes, eh?
About the Coyotes. Okay, there you go.
Yeah. All right, so budget for this movie, $16 million. That went all to John Voight, I think. And it made $52 million international, $1 million. So a total of $54 million. Yeah, it's 52.8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it made money.
It made money. Yeah.
Success.
It actually almost made its money opening weekend. It opened with $15 million. So MTV got their money.
Look at this guy.
What was it? Billy Gum? Billy Gum stuff? Look at these guys. Oh my God. Fucking football. Let me
throw something. I ain't interested in another turnover. Get out there. Move it.
Damn.
I'm here for his entertainment.
Paul Crutches.
So, I mean, this is going to be a super dumb question because I think I know the answer. But when you get when you discuss movie budget, obviously the salaries of the actors are included.
Yeah, I think that and promotional materials I think are in there as well.
Okay.
You know, like ads and stuff, commercials, trailers, right. All that stuff. Yeah, I think so. But that's what, you know, Box Office Mojo says. Who knows about any behind the scenes money that is being, you know, budgeted for the movie. You know, there could be millions. Right. There could be millions. Secret millions out there.
See.
Look at these guys. Everyone.
He's getting back in the game.
What? Don't do this. There should be a lock on this door, by the way. This is the second time that they've been in this needle room and there's no lock on this door.
Needle room. Needle dick. Wow, what a dick, John Voight. I can't believe that line in there.
Oh, get him, Billy Bob.
Happened to his face?
Mud.
This has nothing to do with you. This has to do with all of us.
Oh, shit.
We kill ourselves for you.
We don't want your needle. Look at Vanderbeek holding his own to John Voight right here, man. He's doing it. God damn. Boy.
Fuck it, I'm out. Oh, that's good. That's good. Finally. Twitter, you take the snaps.
No, I won't.
Hmm.
Oh, I'm out, coach.
Oh.
What did you say?
That face.
Yeah. It was without you.
Oh, damn.
Shit. Can a team go out on a field without a coach?
Sure.
Look at that face. He's getting...
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's like a thing.
Where's any other others that one guy back there? Looks like Andy Reid.
Let's go now. Whatever that means. I laughed.
Andy Reid, Super Bowl coach.
Yes.
Look at that guy with the ears.
Yeah, look at him.
Holy shit balls, Dumbo.
Look at that guy, 42 in the back.
Yeah. Isn't he the guy that got hit in the balls with the wiffle ball?
Oh, my God. It's like, I don't have pads under here. Do I need pads? This is sad.
Oh. It's wrong that they make you feel bad for him, but
right?
I kind of do.
Because you feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Oh. Those are the Varsity Blues, baby.
Yeah, man, he's got them.
I got a case of the Varsity Blues.
That's it. We just figured out the movie. That's it. Beautiful. Good work, guys.
Yeah, when they go to the needle room. What's wrong with him? What's wrong with his knee? Oh, his knee.
Needle
He's got the Varsity Blues. Doc came in. He said, yeah, that guy needs some talent off his Varsity Blues.
No. Looking to Mox.
Yeah.
Game started. Kilmer said, 48 minutes, the next 48 years of our lives. I say, fuck that.
Why 48 years?
Fuck that.
I don't get that.
I say, fuck that.
Like, nobody plays professional sports for 48 years.
That gun guy just looked like he was 40.
We'll leave it all out on the field. We got the rest of our lives to be mediocre, but we have the opportunity to play like gods for the next half of football.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't look very interested.
Estevez-ish.
And we go out there, and we half-ass it because we're scared. All of that with this new
Paul, you're not psyched up for this,
Nobody, look at the whole, everybody's just like, yeah.
They'll get there.
Uh-huh.
There's that dude. Yeah, there it is.
This is all about James Vanderbeek. This was the movie that was going to make him, and I think it broke him. Everything he does now is voiceover.
Tweeter, clap it up, tweet. Me too. Look at Vanderbeek's face. There's so funny. Billy Bob.
So all of this, literally, it was Tweeter just clapping that got everybody fired up.
Oh, Paul.
Like that whole speech.
No, it was the speech.
It Paul. Was not the speech.
Come on. 48 minutes the rest of our lives, yo. But if he was like, all right, guys, when we go out there, I'm not going to tell you what we're going to do. Why, Mox?
Oh, that's a target.
That's a penalty.
Yeah. Is it? Jeez. God,
I'm telling you what, you're right, PJ, and I didn't really think about it much, but the football in this is horrendous.
It's MTV football, though. You gotta remember.
I know, but you got this great music that you could be putting some nice montage to.
Montage.
It's terrible.
It's like one play at a time. You know, there's like a deep bomb, and then there's an injury. So it's trick play and an injury.
And then a speech.
I guess this movie is for non-football fans.
It's for teenagers, I guess.
Yeah, it's for teenagers with no idea how to play the game. So I'm looking at it and going, oh. Crying is not an option.
This is.
There's no crying.
So he's coaching? Is that what I'm supposed
Absolutely.
To get?
Absolutely.
Okay.
He's running the plays, baby.
Like the after, like if this was like based on a true story, it'd be like Paul Walker's character went on to become the greatest coach, the new greatest coach.
Yeah, I think it says, dude, I think the subtitles say that at the end.
Come on.
I think so.
Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh boy.
Wait, am I wrong?
I must not have been paying attention.
Am I wrong? I want to say that it says that at the end. Oh wait, you know what? I think I'm wrong. I think I'm dreaming. It's the meds. Maybe what you're saying is so precise of what it would be that I'm just dreaming that.
Yeah.
It is saying that. Oh my god, you got me all fucked up now.
All right, where are we at now here? 14-7.
We're in Texas.
17. Look at these guys.
Relax. Okay, 17-14.
You're up three with seven to go.
Do they share that cup?
Two douche, one cup.
It's a spitter, man.
Holy God, that is hilarious. What are they doing?
Is that how you guys do your sportscast? One person drinks?
One show. Drink, yeah. Well, I want to drink tonight.
No. Yeah, it's my show.
Nope.
Bud Kilmer.
So he's just packing up. You didn't get fired by the players.
No, he knows. He knows it's time to go. He's been there too long.
Now, do you guys think that in seriousness for this, analyzing Bud Kilmer, does he realize that he's a dick? Or does he just realize that it's over?
I think a little bit of both. He probably knows he went a little too far, and he knows his time is up. You know, he shouldn't be doing this anymore. He won enough, and now he's just, you know, causing too much drama for the kids.
For the kids.
For the children.
By the way, can we talk about the fact there's a fucking horse on the football field?
Yeah.
Is that a penalty?
7 minutes just went by in the game in literally 30 seconds of film.
It's horseplay. Oh, so stupid.
Hang in there. We'll block it.
Worst joke.
It's horse shit.
Penalty on the play.
Only this one cup. This is fucking amazing. Oh, boy. Hooking ladder.
Oh, shit. Here we go, foo. Oh, PJ, are you getting fucking psyched? Do you have a jersey on right now? God, I hope you don't. Let's have a catch after this. Oh, look at that block. Huh?
It's just...
He blocks the punt.
He picked it up and ran it in.
He could have picked it up. You're right.
God damn it.
Coyotes. Coyotes. You know what? McConaughey is the coach in We Are Marshall. So
that is true.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm sure he's got some good lines in there.
Tweeter, man.
Oh, look at that catch, Paul, huh? Oh, you can't get out of bounds. Clock is going. No. Clock is still going.
Lay on him. Lay on him.
He didn't get out of bounds. The clock is still running.
Oh, my God. What are we going to do? What are ways to stop the clock without timeouts besides throwing it out of bounds, or is that the only way?
Well, the guy has to get out of bounds.
Oh.
But in real football, you just snap it and you, like, spike it on the ground.
Oh, okay.
But you can't, if you throw an incomplete pass,
yeah,
then it stops.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what TM was saying before. Like, there needs to be a guy on the sidelines over there for that to actually work.
Yeah, okay.
Run down the field, act like I'm lost, going to work, do you? Left 90, hook it ladder on one.
This is a chance they're taking here.
Ready, I love it that Tweeter does the sign of the cross. Yeah.
Well, they've rehearsed this play one time. And
once, yeah.
And he didn't catch it.
Where are they even on the field? Hooking ladders for like a lot of yards.
I actually looked at it. They're on like the 25.
All right, because they blocked it. So
yeah.
Look at this tool, 88.
His name's Gonzalez, by the way.
Damn.
Tony Sorry. Gonzalez.
Oh shit! Slow mo, right? You need slow mo.
Yeah.
Sport movies.
Wow.
What is that stance the tweeter's doing?
Pass it to me.
Give me the ball. Give me the ball.
Oh. Oh. The fucking trumpet.
Your favorite.
Fucking can't stand it. It's like a fucking funeral song for an army vet.
This is ridiculous.
Look at him. He's a machine, right? Yes! Paul, how psyched are you?
So good. This John Williams score is really, really pumping me up.
I probably could have scored that better. There are two crutches.
Yeah, that's so ridiculous.
They did it. Oh, God. I'm going to watch it again.
Oh, look at old man.
Guys, we want you to improvise every time we cut to you. Like you're having that hard of a time walking through the field. How are you?
Wait a minute. I thought you only kissed T-Rex.
Oh, shit.
Ugh.
Oh, Paul.
For some of us.
I thought, you know what? I'm glad you're not a sucker for any sports movie. That means you got some quality in you. That's good. That's good.
It's tough to figure out what PJ does like.
Oh, okay.
You're constantly calling in.
That is true.
Shitting on everything that's gone TV lately.
That is true.
You have not been happy with anything this winter.
Mandalorian, The Morning Show.
Yeah. Did you check out The Outsider yet? Do you like that?
I haven't gotten there yet.
You're gonna hate it.
Get on it.
Oh, here we go. Ah!
He found his calling as a football coach.
Oh, see, look, he found his calling as a football coach.
Wendell got his ride to Grambling. That statue still stands, but only because it was too heavy to move.
You ever hear of a bulldozer, Max?
Yeah, they should just fucking destroy it.
Like, it got there. They didn't fucking bronze the shit there. They brought it there. They could take it down.
Look at the 17 people running on the field.
And what's the other team doing? Just leave. Are there buses over there? They're getting blocked.
Yeah. You know what I thought the shot they were going to cut to there? The shot in the beginning of the three of them as kids with their little jerseys on?
Oh, yeah.
That would have been a good closer just to... I don't know. I don't know if that would make sense. All right. Well, thank you, Paul. And for the Varsity Blues, our annual football commentary of the year. I'm sure we'll do something sporty soon, whether it's basketball or baseball. And, good luck if you guys are betting for Super Bowl. Hope you guys win lots of monies.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
Are you guys giving away who you're rooting for yet? Or are you saving that for
Super Bowl? I haven't decided.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm undecided. That'll come next week.
Okay.
Next week. Yeah.
Is that based on like statistics and injuries, or is this something like rooting for just because you like the city or anything like that?
Well, I have a team that I want to win.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not sure if I would bet on that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for listening, everyone out there. If you listened to it, hopefully it wasn't too boring. But I think you were able to hear the actual movie, so this is a good one if you don't need to watch it. And that's it. Stay tuned for more shows on bingemedia.net. And thanks, Sportscast. And we'll see you guys soon. No, I don't have any sounders ready. And yes, I do now. All right, see you later.
Later. Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Later.
You've been listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network at BingeMedia.net. Support the show by donating on Patreon at Patreon.com/BingeMedia. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Buy some merch at BingeMedia.net/shop. Subscribe to our newsletter at BingeMedia.net/newsletter. And don't forget,
I didn't stop giving hand jobs because I was good at it. I stopped giving hand jobs because I was the best at it.
Shut your fucking mouth, you bastard!